anytime that a government puts pressure on the media is a problem from the perspective of freedom of expression, and it's, you know, particularly concerning during a time of crisis. And it's pretty clear that Venezuela is in a time of economic and political crisis to the extent that it's cracking down on media, whether we're talking about newspapers, specific journalists, radio, not providing protection to journalists. You know, all of that has a real impact on the ability of people to understand what's happening in their country. So that's really the main reason why we, meaning myself and Edison Lanza, my counterpart in the Inter-American Commission, raised this issue at this time.
Can we go a little bit back and talk about the current situation in Venezuela, how it has evolved over the past few weeks, maybe?
What we've seen is not just the last few weeks, but really the last few months, an increase in attack on journalists and in independent media. We've seen different attacks on newspapers as recently as in June, attacks on radio. There's been a long-term problem of licenses for different broadcast media, and it coincided with the real serious crisis in the country around food, around basic infrastructure and the political situation as a whole.
Could you describe some of the origins of the country's current economic hardships? So as you said, the attacks on media freedom is really happening in the context of that economic crisis.
I'm not an economist, but you know the kinds of threats to the Venezuelan economy have been pretty evident for some time. And what we've seen, especially in the last 6 months to a year, is real serious shortages when it comes to food and medicine, which, you know, in turn both reflect the economic crisis, but they also, you know, make social and political tensions even worse. So I can't really speak to the sources for those shortages, but clearly there's a high degree of uncertainty and unrest in the country that is based at least in part on especially the food and medicine shortages. We made a request to visit Venezuela last year, and did not hear back from the country, but you know we're certainly eager to make these kinds of visits where we can explore on the ground what's happening. But at this point, we don't have an invitation from the government to do that kind of visit. For this particular statement that we made last week, both my office and the office of Edison Lanza in the Inter-American Commission, we have sources, you know, within the non-governmental communities, among journalists, among many others, and we try to corroborate our information, and then if we think it warrants it, we communicate directly with the government, and then after that, depending on the situation, we may issue a public statement, and we did that here.
This crackdown on freedom of expression has happened in parallel with the crisis. Why is it happening right now?
You know, when a country is in crisis and the government is anxious about maintaining its control, it doesn't necessarily want the population to know what's happening around the country. It's mostly bad news right now. So they don't want there to be reporting that's independent about things like medical shortages and economic crisis. I mean, that's sort of a normal tool of governments that try to restrict access to information, and that's what we're seeing here.
And what can independent experts like you are, or the UN, do to try to solve that situation?
We raise the issue. We say to the government, you know, we're willing to provide you with advice as to how to improve, but the basic rules of international human rights law, which is, you know, everyone has the right to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas of all kinds, that those are rules that governments are not allowed to violate. And in the Inter-American context, there's also a rule against prior censorship. So anytime a government interfere with freedom of expression, we'll try to raise our voice and say, allow it. Do not crack down on media. Allow media freedom. Allow it independence.
Why should the government comply with this? What would be the
benefit? Well, it's obligated under, you know, both Inter-American Convention on Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights makes clear as well that the government has an obligation. You know, why should a government do it? You know, they agreed to these norms. They agreed to apply these rules. That's fundamental to human rights and to the exercise of all other rights, and it's fundamental to public participation in public life. We can't force our statement, but you know, our hope is that other governments will encourage Venezuela to meet its obligations, and our hope is that the Venezuelan government itself will return to a position of meeting its obligations under human rights law.